Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless and honor you this morning. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. We honor and adore you. We bless your name this morning. We praise your mighty name. You are the King, and we salute you as King. We bow down and honor you. Oh, yeah, we bow down like the angels, and we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Almighty Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. We're so grateful to you, Father God. You alone are our hearts and souls' desire. You're the one true and living God who created us, who blew your breath, and we are still living today. We say hallelujah. We are grateful to you, Lord. We are grateful to you, O Most High. We are thankful that you are our Father and that you are the King of Kings. And that there's no God great like you, that you are royal King. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you that you are a shepherd leading us in a plain path, leading us in the name of Jesus, leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, for your name's sake. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. Hallelujah. This morning, what a great morning it is, because you, the Most High God, woke us up. Hallelujah. You woke us up in excellent health and strength in our body. Oh, what a great Father you are. What a mighty King you are. You are loyal. You are faithful. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for every sin. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you for forgiving us for sins, for abominations, for errors, for transgressions, trespasses, sins of omission, sins of commission. Forgive us, O God. Oh, create that clean heart within us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we love and adore you. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, you bought us with a great price. Oh, a great, great price. And we say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us. Oh, yes, you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. Not one thing. You're able to do all things. And your word says we can do all things through you because you're strengthening us to do it. So we thank you. Welcome this morning to Bible Story Land. We are grateful you joined us. We are most grateful for the Most High God, who's always with us. He never leaves us. He never forsake us. He's always faithful to us. So we thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, in the name of Jesus. Father, let every plant that my Father has planted be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let every ungodly generational tap root be cut and pulled out of our bloodline in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak to every evil tree to be rooted and casted out into the sea. Let your holy fire burn up every ungodly root in the name of Jesus. Let the confidence of the enemy be rooted out. Let every root of bitterness be cut from our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the prophetic word be released to root out evil kingdoms in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Father God, oh, for what you're doing in us, oh God. Let all the spirits rooted in rebellion come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in lust and sexual sins come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in curses come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, let all spirits rooted in witchcraft come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in any part of our body and organs come out in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, Father, we thank you that you gave us power over the enemy. Oh, we are so grateful, Lord. You're so awesome, Father. We can't begin to thank you enough for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you this morning. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for Bible Storyland. We thank you for every child, every parent. Oh, God, we're so grateful that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we are thanking you, Lord God. You have a mighty plan. You are a great God. You thought of everything. You didn't leave anything out. You even come to visit us. What a great God you are. And you wait for us to come visit you. You wait for us to lay down all the business, all the distractions, to come and just spend time with you. The King of Kings, my God, we got to be out of our minds not to lay aside everything, every weight, every sin, every distraction to come and spend time with you. When you walk the earth, you told your disciples, can't you just spend 1 hour with me? And they, Lord God, went to sleep. So wake us up, that we're not sleeping in the natural and we're not sleeping in the spirit, that we are alive, you, Lord Jesus, and that we can hear your voice clear, Lord Jesus. We thank you today for what you're doing. Everything you've done already, oh, my God, we are most grateful because you've done great things in our lives, in the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, in the lives even of those who are going to be born. Well, it's Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We welcome each one of you this morning, and we thank God. We thank God that he touched us. Yeah, people used to say with the finger of love. Yeah, that high right hand, that holy arm, he touched us. And we are grateful that he touched us. That song says, he touched me. Woo, when the God touch you, you know you've been touched. My God, can't nobody touch us like the Lord. Our children can touch us, can pull on us. Mama, 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 grandma, grandma, they can touch us and pull on us. But when the Most High God touches, ooh, it's nothing like his touch. It's an everlasting touch. We'll remember it forever and ever and ever and ever. What a great God he is. What a great God we serve. Yep. Well, you know, Father God said, you know, we're to love the children like he loved. When Jesus was on the earth, the disciples thought the children were too young. They said, come on back. Jesus stopped them. He said, wait right now. Those children, let them come. Do not stop them. They are part of the kingdom as well. So we thank God for the children who come on Bible Storyland every Saturday, especially on Children's Day. So we thank God. Oh, yeah, Lord said, let them come. So I thank God that the children are coming. They're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming. And we thank God for salvation for our children. You know, many children are not saved yet. We're thanking God for their salvation. Many of them know how to say Jesus, 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 Jesus. And we are thanking God for their salvation, for their healing, for their deliverance. Yeah, they need to be healed of their soul's diseases. They need to be saved. Yes, they do. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for everything that he's doing in the name of Jesus, everything that he's about to do. You know he's doing great things in us. He's doing great, 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 great things. So don't you worry. He's taking care of you, your family, our families. He's taking care of everything. All we got to do is cast those cares upon him. Well, we have Karen Itell from Houston, Texas this morning. She's going to play a song of praise. We're grateful for her getting up early. And for each one of you, thank God. Hallelujah. You're blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. We are all blessed and highly favored of the Lord. He's a good God. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank God for you. What are you going to play this morning?
Bless the Lord.
Okay,
oh, my soul.
All right. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Thank you, Karen. Thank you.
Jesus, blessed Savior. worthy to be praised. For God is our rock, hope of salvation, a strong deliverer. In Him I'll always trust. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Yes, and He loves us so much. He loved us first. He created us and blew His breath into us. Thank you so much. I love that song. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna Hawkins. And bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank God for Karen. Well, I thank God for each one of you this morning. We are blessed to have you on with us this morning. We are thankful to the Most High God. Well, you know what? We got to pray every day, pray and pray and pray. So I thank God for Laurel Brunson. She's on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. She has been married 1 year, August the 10th. So she and her husband are celebrating their first year anniversary. My son and my daughter in the Lord. Good morning, Laurel. How are you?
I'm good, Sister G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Do you have anything?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask if you had anything specific for me to pray about.
Yep, the children and their families.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Father in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, oh God, for this day. God, we just bless you and honor you, God, for everything that you're doing, oh God. God, we just praise your name this morning, God. God, this is the songs that have gone forth this morning. You are truly worthy to be praised, oh God. You are truly worthy of the honor and the glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just lift you up, oh God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, in our right minds, oh God, with a reasonable portion of life, health, and strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we're just coming before you, God, lifting up our children, oh God, and families before you. God, you know what they're standing in need of, oh God. We lift up every child, God, every grandchild, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're lifting up our sons and our daughters, oh God, our newborns, oh God, even our children that have not yet been born. God, we pray for them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you cover them, God. God, you said before you formed them in their mother's womb, God, you knew them. God, you see every child. You know every child by their name, oh God. God, you know every hair, God, that is on their head. God, you know every finger, every toenail, God. God, you know everything from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, their fingerprints, oh God, their social security numbers, God. God, you know everything about them. And God, we just ask that you watch over them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, everything concerning our children, oh God, every intricate part of their life, oh God, we ask that you cover them, oh God, that you keep them. God, we declare the blood of Jesus over our children right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We're declaring and decreeing, God, that no weapon that is formed against them, God, shall be able to prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we declare and decree, God, that they will not fall subject or pray to the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, God, that these children, God, will grow up and be everything that you have called them to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call purpose forth right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we call it forth right now, God. They will not be just like their daddy or just like their mama, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, they will be everything that you have called them to be. God, we bind every generational curse right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, every generational curse, God, of sickness and disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever is running through their blood, bloodline, God. We declare and we decree it shall stop with them, God. In the name of Jesus, every curse, oh God, we declare be broken in the name of Jesus. Every curse, God, of low self-esteem, every curse of depression, every curse of suicide, in the name of Jesus, we declare that it stops with our children, God, that it will no longer, God, continue to flow in the bloodline, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for families. We pray for the children, God. We pray for families right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for broken homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for abusive homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for children in foster care, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for the children, God, that are looking to be adopted, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cover them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, God, give these children a voice, oh God, a voice, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, God, place someone, God, in their life that can speak up for these children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, uncover, God, those things that are hidden, oh God. In the name of Jesus, uncover the hidden abuse, oh God. Uncover, God, the hidden sexual abuse, oh God, the hidden physical abuse, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so many children, God, are going through things behind closed doors, God, that they can't speak to anyone about, God. In the name of Jesus, for fear of their life or their parents' life, their mother's life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, but we thank you, oh God, that you said in your word that there's a time to speak and a time to be silent, oh God. And we declare that the time for these children to be able to speak is now, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for taking these children off of mute, oh God, for taking the children off of mute, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind, God, that rule that says what goes on in this house stays in this house, God. We come against that in the name of Jesus, for we declare it is unhealthy, oh God. So we pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that was whatever is going on behind closed doors, oh God, that is detrimental, God, that is deadly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray, God, that things be revealed, things be uncovered, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that healing, God, in the children's lives can take place, God, so they will not grow up, God, and be adults that hurt others, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We pray for, God, everyone on this call, their children, their grandchildren, oh God, their godchildren, their sons, their daughters, God, that you cover them, that you keep them, oh God, that you heal, that you set free, that you deliver. And God, we thank you and we declare and decree that it's already done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, that was an awesome, powerful prayer. Thank you so much, my daughter, Laurel Brunson. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Well, we are moving right along this morning. We have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She is a woman of God who loves senior citizens, who take care of them. That's her ministry, and she can sing to the praises of the Lord. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? She'll be on in a minute. She got her phone on mute. Jackie? All right. Well, she'll answer eventually. We're going to move right along. All right. Well, I thank God for you all this morning. We have Minister Hilda Jones on with us and the twins. You know, sometimes God gives us double. So she got double good children. Grandchildren. She's a grandmother who's raising them up like Timothy's grandmother. So I thank God for Minister Hilda Jones and Janiyah and Janaya. They're on with us, so I thank God for them. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Amen, amen. I forgot, let's see, you all 11 now?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Okay, well, what are y'all going to do this morning? You going to sing, pray, whatever? Let the Lord lead you.
Sing it. How he do it.
Okay, go ahead, baby. Go ahead, y'all.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but
I thank God for you all. God bless you all. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for your grandparents. Thank God for you all. What grade are you all in now?
Six.
Six, okay. You going to school at home or are you going to the building?
Home.
All right. Good. All right. Well, God bless you all and thank you all so much. I appreciate you all. I appreciate you all coming on, you know, on Children's Day every Saturday. I thank God for you all growing up with wisdom and knowledge of God. So, Lord, bless the twins, their families, oh, God. Continually watch over them. Continually help them, oh, God, to make wise choices in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In the twins, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, thank you all. Love you all.
Love you.
Okay. Well, we're going to call on Jackie Travis again. Jackie, you on yet?
Good morning, Sister Teresa.
Good morning. How are you, Jackie?
Okay, I take it today is Children's Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got my friend Geneva here in the car with me. We want to see about Miss Maddie and Pierre.
Okay.
So we're going to sing Jesus, yes, Jesus Loves Me. Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Let me start off. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Wow, beautiful, 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 beautiful. Thank you all. Thank you, ladies. God bless you all. Yes, Jesus loves us. We're all his children. No matter what age we are, he loves us so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. Well, I thank God for each of you. Thank God for everyone who's participating, those who's listening. We thank God for you. Well, we have Minister Gwen Varnador on with us from Houston, Texas. She's going to sing a song for us this morning. Good morning, Minister Gwen. How are you this morning?
I am blessed of the Lord, Minister Caritha Gatlin. Good morning to each and every one of you. And it just goes to show you, you know, you should be more timely because that's the song Jakal and I were going to sing. But I tell you what, if you don't mind, we're going to take the next verse of it. And,
okay. Whatever
we'll
the Lord, we agree.
Verse. All right. Come on, Jakal. Come on, darling. All right. Okay. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. 1, 2, 3. Yes, Jesus loves me. Come on, Jakal. Yes, Jesus loves me. Sing loud, baby. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. One more time. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. 1, 2, 3. Yes, Jesus loves me. Sing loud. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Dad, do you want to come and help him sing? One more time. Come on, Jakal. Yeah, sing loud for them to hear. Yes, Jesus.
Grandma,
loves.
Grandma, let him sing by himself.
Yeah.
Let him sing by.
All
sing
right.
by
come
yourself,
on,
Jakal.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on, honey.
Sing, Jakal.
She can't do this. Jakal. Dad. Dad.
I can hear him.
Come on,
I can hear him. Go ahead, Jakal.
Wait, guys.
Well, we're going to just say a prayer. Hurry up. Come on. We don't have that much time. Minister don't have that much time. Father, in Jesus' name, we just come right now on behalf of the children, oh God. Oh, Father, we just love the children. But most of all, Father, you love the children, and that's what makes them even more precious. And that's what helps them, O Heavenly Father, to grow and mature and feel good about themselves, because not only do their parents love them, but Jesus loved them. And his love is greater than any love that there is. So always remember that, children. Even when you go to school, even when there's times when the children want to bully you or say mean and ugly things to you, and there are more children that's going to say kind things to you, but there are always those few that want to bully. They don't feel good about themselves, so they try to make others feel bad in order that they could feel good about themselves. So what we do about them, children, we pray for them. And we might even sing that song to them right there in their faces. And I'll grant you, if they're little kids, it's going to get their attention and cause them to listen. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. And you might even say to them, yes, Jesus loves you. Come on, Jakal.
Okay.
Sing loud.
Okay.
All right, come on, darling. Yes, Jesus. Come on.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jakal.
All right.
We love you, Jakal. Thank you, Minister Gwen.
Yeah, I love you back.
Thank you. We thank you for the song and prayer. Yes, Jesus loves his child and his
children.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you for having us this morning. Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on. I didn't know Dekai was going to be on with you, but I thank God for him coming on this morning. We appreciate you, and we love you all.
Keep praying for us, and as we keep working with him to get him more comfortable with singing on the radio. Thank you.
Amen. That's okay. He's doing good. I thank God for him. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, I thank God. You know, the word of God is awesome. And our speaker today is a young man. He's 24 years young. He's from Jacksonville, Florida, was born here, and I thank God for him. He gave his life to Jesus just a couple of years ago. But I tell you what, he's a mighty man of God. He tells the world about Jesus and the love that Jesus has for them. So I thank God for him. Thank God for all that he's doing in this young man's life. I met him recently, and so I thank God this morning for our Minister Brian Boyd. Good morning, Minister Brian. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Sister G. I'm doing good. And good morning, everyone. This has truly been a blessing today to hear everyone on the line.
Amen. Well, go ahead and let God speak through you.
Yes, ma'am. So real quick, I would like to say a quick prayer. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all that you've done. Pray for everyone that's in the sound of my voice, Lord, you continue to bless them, continue to cover them, continue to be with them, Lord. I pray that you will fill me with your spirit right now, Lord, and allow me to say a word that is able to empower everyone regardless of their age. Lord, I pray that you will continue to be with them as always. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
As loud as he can. Go ahead, baby.
Yes, ma'am. So I don't necessarily have a title today.
No problem.
But I want to say trust in God more than anything. And that's one of the things that as Lord has really placed on my heart lately, because I grew up in church, but I didn't know God for myself. I typically knew God as, you know, as our ruler, as someone that watches over us. But I've come to personally know God as a father. And the Bible says that he is a father to those who even don't have a father of their own. So I have learned to see God in that way. And one of the things that has kept me over the years is Psalms 23. And I think there is something in there for people of all ages, young and old, because God is our Father and God does watch over us. So for everyone, I'm going to read Psalms 23. And it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me into a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So this psalm is a very beautiful thing, and honestly, I think it's probably one of the most beautiful poems within the Bible itself, because not only does it show that the Lord is always protecting us, but it shows that the Lord is always with us, leading us and guiding us no matter where we are. So I would like to break it down, which is a little unusual, but it's a very beautiful thing. So the first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And this is so powerful because this is a psalm of David. And he wrote this psalm when he was around the age of 16, when Samuel anointed him to become the king. So the first message within this is that no matter how young you are, God has a purpose for each and every one of you on the line. And that shows within David's favor. So God is called a shepherd in here. And the shepherd is someone that watches over sheep, that's there to guide them and protect them. And that's what the Lord is for us. And in the second part of this verse, he says, "I shall not want." So want means that you shall not lack in anything that you need. So for people, you may have like food, water, and shelter. God will provide all of those things. And as long as he's watching over you, you will never have a place where you won't have any of those things. The second part of this is, "He maketh me lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside still waters." So green pastures in the Bible, everyone represents a place of peace. And this is especially relevant to children, because God gives us all peace. You know, we should all have happy and abundant lives. And I've seen with God that I've always, no matter how bad the situation may always be, no matter how good it is, God is always with me, and I'm always happy to be around no matter what. And it says that he leads you beside still waters. So they're very calm. Still waters are very peaceful. And also waters represent life. So as long as you walk with God, you always have a calm, peaceful, and still life. The third verse is, "He restored my soul." So no matter what you're going through, no matter how down you are, God will always give you the strength to keep going. And so kids, I know that one of the things you may be going through, school, you may have hard things that you're going through with life, but God will always be there to strengthen you no matter what. He will always be there to let you know that everything is going to be okay, that you're going to be all right, and that he's guiding you no matter what. So never forget. "He leadeth me into a path of righteousness for his name's sake." So God will always lead us because he's our Father, because he loves us, and because he wants the best for us. Then the fourth verse says that, "Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So in this, David actually describes a very dark situation. He's walking in the place of a shadow of death. And sometimes, no matter how old we are, we will go through things in life, and it seems like there is no way out at all. But God is here with us, and he's always here to lead us, guide us, and protect us. Because David says that he shall fear no evil, and that's important for everyone, because if God is with us, God is in control of everything, and God won't let anything harm us, no matter what. The fifth verse is, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. So David is saying that even when he's around people that doesn't like him, you know, God is still there with him, and God was always preparing a meal for him. And he says that you anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. The oil, everyone, represents the richness. It represents God's favor, God's goodness, and God's mercy. And everyone on this mind head is definitely anointed with God's favor. Like I said, he's always with us. And that's something that has always been with me throughout all my life, no matter what I went through, no matter what situations I may have been in. God has always been with me, and he has always been great to me. So glory to God as always, everyone. And I want you all to really know him for yourself as well. So kids, if I could tell you anything, you know, pray to God all the time. And prayer isn't just in a place. You could just have a conversation with God the way that you would talk to your own parents, because he is our Father, and he loves to hear from us. So last verse of this, and then I'm going to wrap up in just a little bit. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So because God is with us, his goodness and his mercy shall be with us as well throughout the entire life, and he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So for us, one of the things that we do when we love God and we live for God, we will live with God as well. We will walk with him, and he will continue to be with us. So everyone, that is pretty much the 23rd Psalm. For kids especially, like I said, no matter what, God will always be with you. He will always lead you and guide you. And like I said, always talk to him, because he is our Father. He does care about us no matter what. So that's it.
Thank amen, you so much, amen. Everyone. Thank you, man of God. He's a young man on the battlefield for the Lord. I thank God for you, Minister Brian Boyd from Jacksonville, Florida. May God continually encourage you. And I thank God for the 23rd song. It is a familiar song. You know, even when I was a child, people used to say it. And even now, people are still saying the 23rd song. So it's a very powerful song. The Lord is our shepherd. And as he said, green pastures represent peace. And we all need peace in this particular season in our years. And we're thanking God for his peace, his goodness, and his mercy that follows us every day of our lives. So thank you so much, Minister Brian. We thank you for being on Bible Storyland with us today. We are moving right along. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, let no man despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in the word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Children, youth, do not let people put you down with their cutting words, negative words. Forgive them and be encouraged. God is for you. And with God on your side, you can do all things. And he will strengthen you. You'll represent God. Show others, them, how to live, how to follow. So say good things that come out of your mouth, words that you show, the law of kindness with your tongue. Because you have been transformed, show people, children, adults, how to live. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Avoid acting like the world. You must be renewed in the word of God daily. Obey God. Children, God has great plans for your lives. So give your to give you a future and a hope. Obey God and your parents. Amen. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. And right after her, Minister Glory Dean's coming on and the Turner family. Wow, hallelujah. Amen. How you doing, Mother Fanny?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're great for you to be on. She's the youngest one on here. She's 84.
Oh, yeah.
84. Good morning again, Mother Fanny.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for it. My hallelujah. belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. Nobody but you, Lord, belongs to you. Nobody but you, Lord, belongs to you. You deserve it. You my prayer belongs to you. All of my prayer belongs to you. All of my prayer belongs to you. You said it. You said it. You said it, Lord. My hallelujah. Nobody but you, Lord, belongs to you. Nobody but you, Lord, belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. All of my praise belongs to you. All of my praise belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. All of my worship belongs to you. All of my worship belongs to you. All of my worship belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Nobody but you belongs to you. Nobody but you, Lord, belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. Lord, you deserve it. Hallelujah belongs to you. Nobody but you belongs to you. Nobody but you belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Father God, I want to thank you for all the children. Heavenly Father, we're going to return and go back to school. God, I pray your needs with each and every one of them. Lord, keep your hand around, dear Father. Cover me in your blood. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to our children. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon them. Have mercy this moment. Heavenly Father, have us turn the school. Safety, safety, come back home to the family. Bring them back home safely, dear Father. Have mercy upon our children. Help them to learn and do the things they all supposed to do. Help them to obey our heavenly Father and their family. Their family, Lord Jesus. Go with them, Lord. Keep them.
help them keep their head around. Let no harm and thing to come upon them. Father, you are God. You got all power in your hand. You can do anything and everything without failing. There is nothing that's too hard for you to do, because you are a Father God. You got the whole world in your hand. Hallelujah. Take care of our children in the name of Jesus. Never leave them alone. That everything will go as you got a plan not to go. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, remember the garden at the White House. Hallelujah. Let all your plans come out as you want to come out. In the name of Jesus, have mercy this morning. Have mercy, Father God. Father, don't leave us. And don't forsake us. Take care of us. Lead us and guide us through the righteous, that we will obey God. We will serve God. We will serve Jehovah. He is our God. He got all the power in his hand. He can do anything but fail. He will move mountains. It is nothing that God can do. God can do it all. Oh, he loves us so much. He loves his people. He loves his children. God help us all love you, serve you until the end of our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Mother Fanny. We appreciate you for the wonderful song, one of my favorites, Hallelujah, and that powerful prayer. Woo, thank you for the prayer, Mother Fanny. We love you, Mother Fanny. Thank you so much. Well, we have Minister Glory Dean on with us from Metairie, Louisiana. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Praise God. You know, when you think about the goodness of the Lord, and what he's doing in your life, you know, you should have that joy. Get your mind off all that other stuff, you know. He said, deep thoughts, get them out your mind. You know, he said, think right of God, you know, whatsoever you, and take down all these imaginations, you know, and all
this
stuff. You know, that's going to keep the joy. That's going to keep the joy in our lives. And I thank God for that today. You know, that came today. It was ministered to me this morning. I thank God for that. And I thank God for the program today. And I thank God for you, Sister Clarita, because God, he's really using you in a mighty, mighty way. We thank God for that. Praise God. So I'll be singing this song and be careful for the children and everybody else, because we're all children of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
To make sure. Okay, I'll sing this song.
Get on the side and go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is fear, the King of Kings. Little children, rejoice. You're a child of the King. Rejoice. You're a child of the King. Rejoice. You're a child of the King. Rejoice, rejoice, and know that you're a King. Child, you're a child of the King. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Glory Dean, for those words of encouragement. And that beautiful song, Rejoice, Child of the King. I love it. Thank you so much. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We thank God for each of you today. Oh, yeah, we're blessing the Lord this morning. We're thanking God for his goodness. We're thanking God for he is great and greatly to be praised. Well, we have the Turner family on with us from Holland, Michigan. Good morning, Turner family. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Amen, amen. I'm so glad you are on with us this morning. This is my son and his children, my grandchildren. I thank God for them. They're going to sing a song, and then their dad's going to do a word of encouragement. All right, go right ahead.
One, two, three.
Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard and ride this train. Nothing on this train to lose.
Everything to gain.
Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard and ride this train. Nothing on this train to lose.
Everything to gain.
Nothing on this train to move everything to
change. Awesome, awesome. Yep, we all got to get aboard that glory train. It's going to heaven, going to meet Jesus. We thank God for that train. Yeah, we got to all get aboard. That was beautiful. So, oh, my God, harmonized. Hallelujah. We thank God for the children, Pastor Turner's children, all of them. All right. Can you all state your name and your age, Pastor Turner's children?
This is Micah. I'm 17.
This is Lily. I'm 14. This is Levi. I'm 13.
This is Tyrese. I'm 16.
This is hey. Isaac. 7.
Go ahead, baby. Did I miss anybody? I got everybody. Okay.
This is Isaac, who's 7.
Amen. Thank you, Isaac. All right. Thank God for the Turner family. Each one of them, they are a blessing in my life. They are a blessing to the body of Christ, and they are trained in the way that they should go. Thank God for Pastor Turner. Good morning, Pastor Turner. How are you this morning?
I am awesome. Yes, ma'am. Bless
you. Amen, amen. Thank God for you. Well, we were ready for that encouraging word.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Blessings to everyone on the phone. And I pray that this adds to your day some something. I have my son Tyrese reading from
1 Timothy 4:14.
Say it again.
1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the eldership.
Now, today I wanted to talk about, this morning I want to talk about gifts. I wanted to talk about what God has given us. He has placed in us a seed. He gave our mothers a seed, and they are to nurture that seed. And in return, we have growth. Now, we have to protect our growth. Now, I was looking at these apple trees, and I Googled it. We have 11 different types of apples, with my favorite being Honey Crisp. I love Honeycrisp because it's soft and it's just good, you know. But they have one thing in common. They all are seeds. And then they have the same process. They're planted. Then they have the great, they have the same ingredients. You have to put them in soil. You have to fertilize them, you know, and then they have water. They have to be watered. But the process part, the taking care of your gift that God has given you, we all are carriers of this thing. We have the anointing. No one wants an undeveloped anointing. No one wants an underdeveloped anointing. Thing is with parents and children. Children has to be acceptive to the parents teaching them and protecting them. Parents have to be acceptive to, okay, it's many different apples, like I was saying, but they grow in different shades. Some need more sun, some need less sun. So we have to be acceptive to finding out and seeing where do my child fit in this area? Do I have to talk to one stronger than the other? And so that's where the ability where God says, I'm watching you to see how you carry out this process. And so with this, protect your child, protect your babies. And the thing is, nurture them, you know, because when watch them again, like I was saying, all this week, all this month, God has been on my head about watching what's going in my children's eye gate. Watch what's going in the ear gate. You know, he wants us to nurture them the right way. Get them up for devotion. Get them up for devotion. Make them sing songs. Make them pray for you. My thing is not make them, but you know what? Let them tap into their gift. Let them tap into their potential. The Lord says, okay, well, you got a headache. Okay, it's not yours, so get your son and lay your hand on. Hey, come here, baby. Lay your hand on my head and pray for my headache. Let them develop that gift that they have. Baby, come read me some Psalms. Read this Psalms 144. You know, okay, Mom, okay, Dad, I'll read it to you. And so that's how we're nurturing our children now, so we won't have an underdeveloped gift in them. And that's all I have for today is just remember there's many different types. Some grow in the sun, some grow in the shade. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to distinguish what we need to do so we can see each other in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Woo, that was a power-packed word. Awesome word. I thank God for the word that you gave, Pastor Turner. It was a power-packed message about the seed, the precious seed that God put on the inside of our mothers. So we thank God for the scripture that Tyrese read, 1 Timothy 4:14. And about the seeds, the Honeycrisp, oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite apples, too. They're so sweet and very crisp. 11 types of apple seeds. But he said protect your children, parents. Nurture your children. Watch what goes in their eye gates and in their ear gates. Yep, you know, it's not like when we were growing up. Our children have so many distractions, so many things that they have to be careful about. It's so many things that they, you know, can get involved in. So we have to know when they're on the computer, and let it be a family affair. Be that right there with them. So I thank God for the Turner family, that great, powerful message. Thank God for each one of you. So I'm thanking the Lord this morning for what he's doing. He's doing great things in all of us. He is powerful. Well, we have Mother, let me see. Hold on, let me make sure I put the phone off of mute for her this morning. I thank God for salvation. You know, God is awesome and mighty. He's powerful. He loves us, his children. He's doing such wonderful things in all of us. He's no respecter of persons. He's doing great things. And as Pastor Turner said, we got to bring forth those gifts that God put in our children. How are we going to know what gifts if they just sit and watch the boob tube all day, if they just on the computer all day? We got to get them to read the scripture, get them to pray, get them to lay hands, and those gifts are going to come forth. So I thank God this morning. Well, you know, salvation is a free gift from God, but we got to, you know, continually nurture that gift. We got to continually, every day, rededicate our lives to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm your servant. I'm here today. What do you have me to do? You know, most time we have our hands stuck out. Lord, I need this. Lord, do this here for me. Lord, do that. Do it. But when do we ask him, Lord, what can I do for you today? So I thank God for Mother Julie Campbell. She has that salvation song that I love. I'm going to ask her to sing that for us. You know, we are so blessed on Bible Story Land. Everybody on here is gifted and talented. Everybody on here can pray, sing, whatever the Lord called you to do. Those gifts that Pastor Turner, you know, talked about, they're coming out no matter what age. We got gifts. We got talents. God didn't just, you know, put us as a seed in our mother's belly. He placed something on the inside of us. Greatness is inside each one of us. Yep, let the greatness come out. Good morning, Mother Campbell. How are you?
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, woman of God. I feel much better. I wasn't feeling well through the course of the week, but God is a good God. That doesn't stop me from running for my life. Praise God.
Well, you want to sing that salvation song for us?
Okay. If I can say a blessing, good morning to each and every one of God's wonderful children. I love children. I love elderly. You just up my street this morning. Praise God. I thank God for the message. I know you didn't ask me to speak, but I just thank God for that young man. My God, may God bless him and the Turner family and all the elders. Oh, my goodness. I'm just here absorbing and marinating myself in you. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. There is no satisfaction without salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout it out loud and clear. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. There is no satisfaction without salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout it out loud and clear. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout. Loud and clear, S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout it out, yay, loud and clear, S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, children. Stay in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you, Mother.
Thank you. That was awesome. Salvation. There's no salvation with no satisfaction without salvation. We all got to be saved no matter what age we are. We got to give our lives to the Lord. So I thank God for that powerful song from Mother Julie Campbell this morning. Salvation. Now listen, once you're saved, you got to stay in God. You got to keep praying, keep praising, keep honoring, keep obeying God. You can't backslide. No, no, no. He don't want mud on us. Uh-uh. He want our garments to be stain-free. So, you know, backsliding is not an option. We got to keep the faith and keep close to the Father. So I want to ask, is there anyone on here who is not saved? I'm going to unmute all the lines. So in case there's somebody on here that needs salvation, you could state your name and that you need salvation. Anybody? All right. Looks like everybody's saved. We thank the Lord for salvation. Because you know what? God has given each one of us that gift, but we got to receive it. You know, you got a gift and you don't receive it. You just look at it and look at it and you go like, well, I would open it. I would touch it. No, I would be a part. No, do it. Receive the gift.
And then thank the gift giver, Jesus, who died for you, who died for me. He's awesome. He's powerful. So we're not going to backslide. We're going to keep moving forward. Well, you know, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. We love to pray to our Father. But even more than that, we love to hear his voice. We love him to talk to us. That song says just a little talk with Jesus. But we got to remember when we tell them all about everything we're going through, we got to listen to him. Yep. We got to listen to his voice and see what he has to say about it. Well, we had Minister Lawson on with us this morning, and I'm going to ask her to pray a particular prayer this morning before we go into prayer. But get your prayer requests ready. We're going to take prayer requests in a minute. One of my friends texted me this morning. We have been praying for her mother. Her mother's health, but her mom passed away this morning. She was saved. Thank God her mother was saved, so she's gone to glory to be with the Lord. And then one of my spiritual daughters texted me this morning. Her son had to be hospitalized for they think that it may be meningitis, but we're not claiming that. We're saying that CJ is healed. And then there's baby Chloe. My big baby girl. She's 7 months old now. She's so precious. Oh, my God. I thank God for baby Chloe. She's in the hospital. She had a liver transplant when she was about 5 months old. So I'm asking Prophetess Lawson to pray for those three people for me. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Sister G. Praise the Lord to all those that are on the line. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the songs. I thank God for everything I've heard this morning. And I just give God all the glory. Now I'm going to pray. Amen. Father, we lift up the bereaved families, Lord God. We lift them up, Lord God, in this hour, in this time, oh God, where, Lord God, that the system and the way the COVID-19 has been implemented, Lord God, or throughout the land, or how it went out throughout the land, oh God. And many has lost their loved ones, and many cannot comfort their loved ones, and many, hallelujah, couldn't grieve together. But God, we call you faithful. We call you, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that anyone dies in the Lord, Lord God, that they're absent from the body, but they're present with you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that it was once appointed a man should die. But, Lord God, but we have eternal life. We thank you, Lord God, for the mother who died in the Lord, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that for her, Lord God, this has just been a journey. Hallelujah. In which you have imparted her time, Lord God, to give wisdom and knowledge to her children, Lord God, and her grandchildren, and maybe even her great-grandchildren. So, Lord God, I pray for the family that remains. I pray for the Marys and the Marthas, oh God, the one who's too busy, hallelujah, doing the work and planning the funeral and organizing the funeral and cannot grieve. And those, Lord God, that is like in the Lord's face, oh God, praying for the rest of the family, oh God. So, Father, we come in agreement, Lord God, and in this hour that the spirit of peace and joy shall rest upon the family. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that the glory of God will just rest upon them. Lord, Lord, let them walk in your understanding, oh God, and let those that are not saved and not that don't understand how God can receive his children home, Lord God, let there be one, Lord God, that it can explain that it's an act of love that God receive his own. And then, Lord God, for those, Lord God, in the hospital, those, Lord God, who has a diagnosis of anything, Lord, we don't believe the report, hallelujah, of what the doctors say. We thank you because you said, and we get the name, and we get the name. You said, at the name of Jesus, everything that has a name has to bow, whether it's COVID-19, whether it's meningitis, hallelujah, whether it's lupus, diabetes, oh, God, high blood pressure, they all have to bow at the name of Jesus, oh, God. So, Father, we come against every spiritual attack of sickness. Hallelujah. And Lord God, you showed us in your word, oh God, that even though, hallelujah, you could be sick to death, oh God, hallelujah, we can be born. We saw in the Bible with the people with the deformed legs and arms. You can be birthed, born with a birth defect, hallelujah, with baby clothes. Hallelujah. But God, you have shown us that you're no respected person. If, Lord God, you raise one up, Peter's mama was sick of a fever, and you delivered her, God. And so, therefore, Lord God, whatever is going on in the young man's body and whatever is going on in each one that I don't even know the loved one's name, but, God, you know their name and you know their number of even hairs. So, Lord God, we decree healing. We decree divine interference. We charge the angels that are assigned to minister healing, oh, God, to send, Lord God, to minister healing in the hospitals, minister healing in the senior citizens, minister healing, Lord God, in the children's ward, minister healing, Lord God, hallelujah, under the most, God, I'm under the most, God, even in the cars, even wherever your people are, God, we come in agreement and faith, Lord God, that by Jesus Christ, that they're already healed. Lord, we declare and decree that we live in the finished works of Jesus Christ. And everything that is misaligned and that not as the Creator has ordained it to be, Lord God, will get back in place. So, God, oh, God, as Ezekiel saw the bones, God, going back in place and the sinew back on the body. God, everything that deal with the respiratory system, the lungs, oh, God, hallelujah, and all the alveolus and different things that need to open up and move, we, Lord God, decree, Lord God, that it function in progress. We command inflammation and mucus and anything that will rest on the lungs that is heavy and will coat these villas be gone now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for baby Chloe. I thank you because, God, I thank you for the testimony that I've seen babies being born at 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, not with fully grown livers, not for fully grown, hallelujah, lungs, but yet they live. So we thank you that Chloe will give the testimony that it's by God's grace and God's mercy that I'm alive. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that she's going to overcome this. Her mother and her grandparents, Lord God, will believe in faith, and we stand in this agreement with them that not only will the baby survive any surgery she has to go through, but she will come home, she will live, she will get married, she will birth children, and she will become a grandmother. God, we thank you that she should live and not die, but declare the word to the Lord in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that. Prayer. Thank God. All right. Well, we're moving right along this morning. We're going to take prayer requests right now. So state your name and give a short prayer request. We appreciate you. Go right ahead.
Just continue to pray me up for healing. And pray for Mrs. Kellen. She's back in the hospital. She has pneumonia. Thank you.
All right, Mother Campbell, you said you're
yes,
healing,
ma'am.
And who else?
Mrs. Kellen. She went back in the hospital. She has pneumonia.
Mrs. Kellen, okay. All right, thank you. All right,
thank
prayer request. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Yes, Minister Chief. Will you please pray for our godson? His name is Marlon, M-A-R-L-O-N, Bynum, B-Y-N-U-M. He had a stroke on Wednesday, so he's in the hospital in Nashville. Young man, but he needs our prayers. I have a friend, Rosa Scott, whose aunt, Eula Dawson, passed away this week, and she was the last of her generation. So please pray for Rosa Scott and her family. And then we have a friend who was sentenced yesterday to 6 years in jail for a crime that he committed 42 years ago. So please keep his family in prayer.
Okay, repeat that last request again.
The last request is we have a friend who was sentenced to 6 years in jail for a crime that he committed 42 years ago.
Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to find out. Someone is talking while we're on here. They're talking to someone else. If you could mute your lines, please. Thank you. Okay.
All right, the last prayer request was what, Ms. Pastor Donna?
Was for our friend who was sentenced yesterday to 6 years in jail for a crime that he committed 42 years ago. Please keep his family in prayer.
Okay. All right.
I did not call his name, but God knows.
Oh, of course. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Yes. This is Jackie King. I'm just in prayer for my coworker, Verona.
I'm sorry. I can't hear your name.
Jackie King.
Jackie?
I'm in prayer. Yes. Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Who'd you say you are, Jackie? Hello?
King, Jackie.
Hello? I'm sorry, you kept fading in and out. Give the request again, please.
I'm requesting prayer for my coworker, Veronica Miles. She had cancer.
Okay. Veronica Miles, okay. And she needs a healing. Okay. Anyone else? Prayer request. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move in prayer. Someone has some kind of noise. If you want to mute your phone, we appreciate it.
Yeah, somebody's listening to you, and so you're getting feedback. Yeah, they need to.
Okay, but I hear some kind of a noise in the background, like music or something. But thank you so much. Okay, Prophetess Lawson, can you pray for Pastor Donna? You know, her family, church family. She's asking prayer for Marlo Bynum, who has had a stroke in the hospital, and Rosa Scott need healing, and also someone who was sentenced to prison. Could you pray for that, please?
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We speak to the activity of the brain of Marlon, oh God. We speak, Lord God, to the restoring nature of your power. The restoring nature, Lord God, of healing, oh God. We, Lord God, speak, Lord God, to every neuron that lacks oxygen, oh God. Father, we call for the activation. We call for the positive charge and the negative charge to reignite, oh God, that he may have total activity of his limbs, whether the left or the right side, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that every part that was starved of oxygen, Lord God, will be filled again, oh God. We speak life, Lord God, to his body. As the lady said, he was a young man, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, for miracle restored help, Lord God, that he, Lord God, will come out of this, oh God, and be amazed that look at what the Lord has done. I thank you, Lord God, whether through therapy or, Lord God, or just by a miracle, that he will walk, talk, Lord God, hallelujah, without effort, the same way that he did, oh God, the day before that he went in the hospital. Father, we just declare and decree, Lord God, that all evidence of the scope, Lord God, will not be there. And Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for divine healing, divine restoration, and Lord God, and divine activity throughout his body. Amen. And then, Father, Lord God, I lift up the young man, Lord, the person who committed a crime 42 years ago. Father, you have shown us in your word, oh God, that, oh God, that you have forgiven, that you throw our sins in the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. For him to live 42 years, Lord God, and Lord God, that meant, Lord God, that somehow he made a change, that somehow, Lord God, things may be different, oh God. So, Father, we pray, Lord God, for that which the man has sentenced him will set him free, that will set him free, Lord God, from every mental bondage, every mental torment of that crime. And then, Lord God, we thank you that in whether incarceration,
We thank you, Lord God, for the sentence to be even shorter, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they'll give him an early time served. We thank you, Lord God, that even as it's your divine will for him to go in, Lord God, that he'll minister and he'll preach and he'll be of a comfort to those that that he needs to minister to. So, Lord God, we declare and declare, Lord God, that his mind should be renewed and he should, Lord God, that he, Lord God, will be saved and set free. And those that he encounter, Lord God, will be saved and set free. And, Lord God, we pray for a short sentence. And we pray, Lord God, for early release. And we pray, Lord God, for your miracle power, Lord God, to reverse the sentencing in your son Jesus' name, especially, Lord God, as he serves you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, we've seen how you set Peter there free because they had a purpose. So, Lord God, let him know his purpose. Let him act on his purpose. Let him do his purpose. And then by him doing his purpose, Lord God, he'll be set free. In your son Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that prayer. All right. I'm going to ask Glory Dean. You still there, Glory Dean?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Could you pray for Jackie Travis, her family, the senior citizens that she ministered to, and for a Veronica Miles who need healing?
Okay, that's a cancer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll pray for them. Praise God. Father God, we love you today. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for who you are, Father God. We love you, God. And God, you are a healer. And you don't want us sick. You want us well, and you want us serving you, God, with you being our lives. And God, we just pray for this family right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that they become citizens, not of this world, but of your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, that this family shall be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And all the ones that's been receiving a word by our sister, God, they're receiving this word, God, because your word, every word, God, that proceeded out of your mouth, God, that's the word that we go on. That's the word that's going to deliver us, God, and bring us through, bring forth forgiveness. Bring for God repentance in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that she's ministering to this family and others, God, that she's ministering these things because repentance is very important, God, and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for the one that has that cancer right now, God. We come against that cancer, Father. You know, this sickness, disease, God, it comes from the enemy, God, from the enemy. Jesus Christ has already paid the price. Look at it. Satan was there when Jesus paid the price, so he knows. So all this cancer and all this sickness, disease that he's sending right now, it comes from him. And Father God, we bind up. We bind up this cancer and all these infirmities of this cancer away from this person right now, Father God, away from this body right now, God, in Jesus' name. We come against it because it's not of God. It's of this enemy. The enemy, and he's going to take it back. He's going to take this cancer back and all the infirmities that's within his body even now, he's going to take it back in Jesus' name because it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to us. It does belong to God. And Father God, we pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it be gone. As we bind it, we bind it up. We bind it all up, God, and we loose this cancer, God, back to the sender, the enemy himself, God. In the name of Jesus, we take authority, God. We take authority over this, and we send it back to the sender, God. Back to the sender, God. Then it can go straight into the midst of the sea. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you, God, that you just bless this person, God, that you put the blood, we apply the blood all over this person and all where that area is of that cancer. We apply the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus all through that area in the name of Jesus, God. And we just want to thank you, Father. We just want to give you the glory. We want to give you the praise, God, for the healings today, for that healing, God. Healings, God. And let that peace and joy come within this person even now, God. Let them receive. Let them receive the healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
All right, we got one more prayer request. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Mother Campbell and for the healing of Miss Kellen, who's in the hospital now?
Father, we thank and we praise you, and we declare, Lord God, the healing is the children's bread. We thank you, Lord God, that every put of Miss Kellen's needs, every request of the person, Lord God, who requested prayer, Lord God, will be met. Oh, God, we bind up every hindering spirit. We come against every mind, blinding spirit, every blocking spirit that will block your word from manifesting in their lives. We just declare and decree, Lord God, hallelujah, that your word should take root and your word of healing, your words of restoration. Oh, God, you said, Lord God, that your word is health and medicine to all our flesh. So we pray, Lord God, that as we come in agreement with those that are praying, that that those, Lord God, that would be bound in principle will hear the word, act on the word, and live the word, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for full restoration. We pray that every need be met, oh God, hallelujah. And, Lord God, by the power of your anointing, God, and Father, we thank you, Lord God, that the person in the hospital will come out and live and give their testimony of how you healed them, how you set them free. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Lane. Anybody have anything they want to share real quick? Quick testimony or anything that they want to share real quick? All right. Well, I have a few announcements. Join us on Tuesdays. We have the Tuesday prayer line where we pray for the children of the world. You're invited to join us. Call me. I'll give you the phone number to dial in. It does have a code to it. On Wednesdays, we're having a great time with the Bible study for the seniors and other people. So join us. That's the same number that you dialed in today. We come on at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. Coming up September 3rd. That's a couple of weeks from now or so. University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. You're invited to join us. And come on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. I love each one of you. I thank God for you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. He loves all of us that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and this is key, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. You got to believe, should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I'm saying to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month. I love you, and Jesus love you more. So we thank God for the prayers. We thank God for the songs, the scripture reading, the word of God that went forth, the encouraging word. We thank God for all that took place this morning on Bible Storyland Children's Day. We are so grateful to each one of you. May God continually walk with you, talk with you, be a lamp and a light to your pathway. And don't forget, praise the Lord and spend time in his presence. More than talking to him, we got two ears to listen to him, see what he has to say, because he's speaking now, not just in the Bible, but he talks to his children like he did Moses, like he did Samuel. Yep, he's still talking. So I thank God. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out today on Bible Story Land, we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love each one of us. You have great plans. You said, I know the plans I have for you, daughter, son. I know the plans. They are great plans to give you a great future and a great hope. So we are thanking the Lord for you, for your families, everything you're concerned about. We're bringing it before the Father because he's able to bear the burdens of the whole world. And, Lord, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said, if my people who are called by my name, oh, humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then we will hear you from heaven. You will heal our land in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. Your word says the pandemic, oh, God, you will remove it in the name of Jesus when we turn from our wicked ways and begin to listen and obey you. So, Father, we're lifting up the children.
as many of them are in school. We thank you for their safety and protection. We thank you for breathable masks, masks made of material that's easy to breathe through, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for keeping them safe, that they won't bring anything home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that their environments are safe in the name of Jesus. They are free from bullying. They are free from anything that would try to affect them. And, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for all the children throughout the world being safe and protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. You are our refuge and our fortress, and you love our children. I lift up the senior citizens today in, that came on by Storyland and all over the world, all over America. I pray for their healing. I thank you, Lord God. You said when we are old and gray, you would not take us. You are faithful. We appreciate you. We bless you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for everything that you're doing in Jesus' name. I love you all. Talk to you next Saturday. We will be off, but the first Saturday in September, the 5th, will be Senior Citizens Day. So I'm looking forward to you all coming on. Bless you all. Love you. Bye-bye. Have a great day. A God-filled day. Don't forget. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Love you all. Love you all.